Blog Talk Radio.
Shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports Index.
And if I may say, that the sports In-depth Nation is here. The Sports In-depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Dr. Take it away, good doctor.
Didn't want you to be alarmed, but this is all basketball this time, baby. Hoops is in the house. We're talking NCAA. We're talking NBA. We're talking basketball only. As they say in Portuguese, somente. And big things happening tonight. NCAA Finals. Wisconsin against Duke. Lady A picked Duke. The Hoops picks Wisconsin. Hey, I say right here. I've told you this before. My people here, they're not the best. No. They're the absolute best. You hear it here first, you hear it here the best. We brought you the assassination of Bin Laden right here. The Cincinnati Shootings on Sports and Death. At that time, I'm Blake Radio. Now you're on Sports and Death, Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and Guard Network. The Hoops are here with a basketball, baby. Sometimes, but always, hey, have a little class. Providing that you got it. Always pays to be a gentleman. You reap what you sow. I heard Lou Sub had the mighty Michigan. Wisconsin lost by 1 point last year to Kentucky. They won by 11 this year. Ooh, we'll talk about that in a minute. But as always, when we come in Sports In Depth, we got to open up by paying homage to the one and only true guard. The SA show was strictly a sign remembering he paid it all. That was our theme yesterday. Resurrection Sunday, holiest day of the year. Redeemer Church, Pastor A. Show had a great life tonight. He has been. He is. You days alive. And now it's time for John Coltrane to scorn, lead us right here on this special basketball no segment of the Death of lead us in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day, dear Lord. As my mother said, we woke up this morning. Thank you for last night's lying down, waking up this morning clothed in our right mind. We thank you, Lord, for little things we so largely take for granted. And we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Grace is getting what you don't deserve. Mercy is not getting what you do deserve. Lord, we ask that you give us not so much what we want and what we need, and we hope that what we need is also what we want, because we want what you want for us every minute, every hour of our day. We thank you for yesterday, what it commemorated, celebrated, immortalized. He has risen. Whew, wow. Grave, where's your victory? Death, where's your sting? Psalms 16:1-11, the big verse yesterday from all the pastors at the Redeemer Church, Chow, Briscoe, and Dr. Timothy. But right now, Lord, we just want you to continue to build a fence all around us. Bless our family and friends here on Sports and Life. Our family and friends in Brazil. Here at the top of the list, our beloved Rosie from Rondônia, of Rondônia. Our number one listener in the world. Bless our families here in New York, our families in Virginia, my family in Brazil, my family in Panama, DR, our family here in Sports and Depth. More importantly, Lord, let your way be our way. We ask these blessings and close it in the prayer that you told us about. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not temptation, but let us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In your holy name, of Jesus. Amen. And there was something that Reverend David Briscoe said yesterday. Briscoe said that was profound. The two holidays, he said, you know, the Christmas and what we call Easter, which is Resurrection. He said, you know, you can get the everyday person to get caught up in Christmas, to accept the, okay, the body of Christ,
could barely breathe, could have came down, yet you remain standing in all of the price you paid.
I never knew of a love so true. You gave your life, and still I heard you. Look for me anytime, I'm fine, but I repent. Oh yeah.
Hello, Doc. How y'all doing out there, Sports Nation? How y'all doing out there?
Yeah, okay, we're doing a whole lot better. The hoops is in the house, baby. On the side, you said Wisconsin would win. And
yes, I
just want you to go ahead and tell us why you said Wisconsin would win. The floor is yours. I'm running out of studio. Hoopsa, who's going to win tonight and why? And you were so sure about Wisconsin. Talk to us, Hoopsa.
Well, first of all, the reason why I picked Wisconsin, because last year, they already lost by 1 point last year to Kentucky. This year, they're all seniors. So that's the reason why I picked Wisconsin, because they got experience over Kentucky. They're freshmen. That's why. And plus, there was too much pressure on Kentucky anyway to win game by game. So I know Bobby Knight's happy in the state of Indiana, happy about they still remain undefeated. They break it, not broken, at 32-0. So So tonight's going to be a good game, but Wisconsin will win this game. So I'm still sticking with Wisconsin. I'm not going to change my pick. And also I want to congratulate Lady A on her pick of Duke. She's a big Duke fan, so I want to congratulate her for picking Duke. But she's going to be disappointed tonight. So that's it. Yep. Any other questions, Doc? Also, the sports panel I want to listen to. Also, got to pick Wisconsin to win this game. And also,
Hoopson?
Okay, we lost Hoopson there. And, well. Evan in the studio and Hoopsa ran out. Hang on a second, gang. Let's play a little music for you. Having some problems here with the audio. So what we're going to do, let you know what yesterday was all about one more time. And, okay, Hoopsa's back in studio. He stepped out for a minute. Okay, Hoopsa, come on back with us. You said something, Hoopsa, too, that a lot of people didn't know. The Kentucky players refused to shake the hand of the Wisconsin players at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, you know what, the starting lineups in the finals, every finals, when you call your starting lineup, you go to the middle court and shake that other opponent's hand. Kentucky didn't do that with Wisconsin, so that kind of pissed off Wisconsin, got them fired up.
Well, they had done that previously with all the other teams, correct?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did, but this time they made a big mistake.
I'm trying to be
I want to say something, Doc.
Yeah.
First of all, you know me. I've been playing for a long time. Sometimes you don't like your opponent, but sometimes you got to shake their hand sportsmanship. You got to show sportsmanship and leadership out there.
And also, Doc,
scouts look at that too. The scouts look at that too. Is
when a scout looks at that, he's using he's only using that as an excuse to validate what he wants to do. Because you mean to
that's
tell me
that's bad sportsmanship? Bad sportsmanship, Doc. Bad sportsmanship.
I can see the other side of that. I can understand a rivalry so heavy because I remember Willie Randolph and Dwight Evans. I remember them, man, as coaches. They still were a little reluctant to say hi to each other. I remember some players.
Yeah.
I remember Dixie Walker when he joined the Yankees. He couldn't tell his family he was Yankees. The Yankee. I understand the rivalry. I mean, not to the point that it gets ridiculous. I can understand what they.
This
did
wasn't a rivalry. This was not a rivalry. This is not a rivalry.
Well,
this is a show of disrespect.
See, I agree with you. Here somewhere, but from when you said when the scouts look at that's really irrelevant because if you're that good of a talent,
they do look at that, Doc.
No, they don't.
Believe me, they watch. They look and learn and watch.
They look at that if they want to use that excuse. You can't tell me, Hoopster, that if Jabbar or Oscar or Jordan or Ice or Doc didn't shake somebody's hand, you would say, I'm not going to take them.
This is college. No, pros is different. This is college, Doc. We're talking about.
Even in college. I mean, you mean to
tell
me.
This is college. Pros, they pay millions of dollars.
You're not going to tell me that I got the number one college player in the country. All right? And let's go back to Austin in college, and Oscar in college, and Bird in college, and Magic in college, and Ice, and Doc, and West. Yeah, but would you? I mean, no. I'm not going to buy. I mean, I can't buy it. I mean, they may frown on it. Okay, but some coaches would say, I mean, look at the guy Rupp in Kentucky. Didn't have a black player for years.
That's right.
So people don't frown on things.
That's right.
I'm taking a quick minute. Hopefully, we're going to play. Anybody move? Just remember what yesterday was about. It's Sports Up All Basketball. Hoopsa likes Wisconsin against Duke. Lady A picked Duke to win. We're going to talk some pro stuff. But let's. For just a moment, remember what yesterday was all about. As remember, Resurrection Sunday, he paid it off. Don't nobody move. Sports in the Block Talk Radio on the Trust in God. It's the Hoopster and the Doctor, NCAA, NBA,
basketball only. Somente, as they say in Portuguese. But let's remember, we're only here because of what happened yesterday when he paid it all.
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love before for me. Nailed in your hands, nailed in your feet. Pierced in your side, could barely breathe. Could have came down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you paid. I never knew of a love so true.
You gave your life and still I heard you. Lost so many times to supply you again.
But I repent, forgive me for my sins.
You paid it all.
What needs to be said? We just remember, I think people, we talked so much yesterday, and you can never talk enough, you can't give enough.
praise enough for what the cross meant. Great line by Pastor Abe Chow from Redeemer Church, West Side. It's not that he has risen. He's done that. He is risen. It kind of symbolizes both things. Thank God for that. Sports and Death, Blog Talk Radio, Trust and God. Right now, Hoopster,
yep.
I'm having a problem. Go ahead, Hoopster.
Go ahead. What you was about to say, Doc?
I'm having a problem. You know, we're here yesterday, and we're talking, and they said that yesterday, Harden dropped 41 points in a big win for his team.
Yes, he did.
Against OKC. And they said Russell had 40 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds. Poster, for my money, okay, he's the MVP. I mean, where would that team be without him?
Westbrook or Harden? Westbrook?
I mean, Harden.
Yeah, Westbrook. He's my pick.
Good.
He's my pick, too.
Good.
I picked Westbrook.
So Westbrook, I mean, Harden has a very good team. Curry has a very good, and you know, and to flip this on the other side, Sporting Net Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and God Red Network. You've asked for it so often, so finally we are giving you strictly the Hoopster and basketball. People say, hey Doc, you know you've got your segment with Lady A, the boxing with Lady A. Hey, this time, hey, it's the NBA, NCAA basketball. And, you know, I remember the people will say, I remember speaking to a sports writer, and they were going to give the MVP to Duncan over the guy who was Jason Kidd at the Nets. And I said, wait a minute, man. The Nets weren't even in the playoffs last year. The Nets won the division, okay, and they got into the NBA final, and you were giving it to Duncan, who didn't even get into the final. And they said, well, you know, Duncan plays better players, from a bunch of things. And I said, well, here's a guy on the first place team, man. You don't give it to him. And now they say, well, I mean, I'm thinking, we'll say, well, you know, it'd be different if he was on a last place team and doing this. Well, where would they be without Westbrook? And the thing that made them so fearful, Hoopster, was that when Durant came back, they would say, oh, my goodness. Okay, so they may be an 8th or 7th seed, but who wanted to play them with Durant and Westbrook coming back? They were the last team you want to see. Any time somebody plays and you utter their name in the same breath as Oscar Palmer Robinson, hey, man, you're doing something. And for my money, Hoopster, he's the MVP. I don't take anything away from Curry.
I agree with
Curry.
You. That's my vote. He got my vote.
I mean, I don't take anything away from Curry. But you know the thing that I say. Here's
Curry
too, so we'll talk about that.
He ain't got a team. Westbrook ain't got no Durant. He ain't got Kendrick Perkins, and he ain't got Chewbacca. So you got. I pick Westbrook
because
of that reason.
Hoopster, what's your feeling on because? And ladies and gentlemen, you know, Hoopster here, Lewis Hart is one of the elite basketball players in history. New York City basketball makes him one of the elite basketball players in the world because he's number one here. You're number anywhere. And you know, I like Chris Mullin coming back to St. John's, but
can I say something about that? I'm glad you asked that question. The reason why, I want to let you know why they picked Chris Mullin. The reason why.
Before you get into that, I'm saying something here. They said he was Big East player three times a year. I got to look that up. I can't believe he was Big East player three times a year in the Big East when you had Pinckney, you had him, you had Mark Jackson, you had Patrick Ewing. And the Hornets, so I have to look that up. But my thing is this.
He did get an award. I don't know. I think it was twice. Huh? I think it was twice.
Okay. Well, we'll check it out. He's never coached before. First of all, I thought it was, once again, that another slap in the face of Mark Jackson. The Knicks did it once. I mean, I understand the popularity, but I think there were a lot of other guys that could have came. More importantly, the name that I think should have come up a long time before his name came was Mark Jackson. But why did they pick him, Hoopster?
Reason why they picked Chris Mullin, because he tried to get some of these players to go there from other, you know, instead of going to the Georgia or the other schools. So his name carries a lot of weight. His name carries a lot of weight. And plus they signed a big man for Christ the King already, a 7-foot already. So that's one signing.
How good of a college player was he, Hoopster?
Who, Chris Mullin? Come on.
Yeah.
You can't play against Chris Mullin. You get me? Shoot his ass off.
Could he play, though?
Yes, he can. He's from Brooklyn. All the Brooklyn guys can play ball. Flatbush. Chris Mullins is from Flatbush. A lot of people don't know that he's from Flatbush.
Uh-huh.
He went to Xavier High School.
That's
right.
Yeah,
so Chris Mullins can play.
I
know I played against him. I know Chris Mullins. I played against him. He is good. He's a hell of a player. He's smart. You leave him open, he'll kill you. He's deadly.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you got to give him credit for going back to try to – that's a lot of – like you said, it's the first time he's going to be coaching. But he carries a lot of weight, and plus he's the all-time leading scorer in St. John's history. So that's why I know this, why they finally get all them players over there.
I just thought my thing was with Chris Mullins. I've said this a million times, and we have in the Trust in God Sports in Depth Entertainment Artifacts Museum. We have an autograph, Chris Mullins jersey from Golden State. But I thought, without question, I'll say this redundantly, and I'll never change to understand him and John Paxson should have not been members of the Dream Team. And if you want to weigh in with any kind of way you want to run and excuse the terminology, the bullshit
I agree,
on Paxson being over Isaiah. Okay,
you know why that was. You know why that was, right?
Well,
Jordan didn't
want to
play with Zeke. You know Jordan didn't want to play with Zeke. He wasn't going to play.
Well, we all know what it was.
I agree. Isaiah should have been there, Isaiah should have been there, period. And that's a good friend of yours.
But not only that, but, you know, here's another name that people forget about. And hold on. I'm going to do this because we got to listen here. Hold on. Yeah. He could jump, he could glide. Where was Dominic Wilkins? Nobody talks about that. Where was Dominic Wilkins?
Good one, too. That
Dominic
was a good
Wilkins should have been on that team.
Right.
Dominic, anytime
also,
you
know, that was
Michael
politics.
Jordan,
you know that was politics. You know that.
Yeah, but you know what's sad and frustrating about that? You know, working together works is the credo of Don King. You know what I mean? And what's that great line, the late Nelson Mandela, which I met, he said, you know, I am my brother's keeper, and my brother comes in all colors. You know, and with the Kings, I didn't understand how and
but don't forget, you know who picked that team. You know who picked that team, right, Doc?
Huh?
Jerry Colangelo, the big executive of the Phoenix Suns. He's on that committee.
He picked the Dream Team?
Yes, he did. And Chuck Daly, God bless his soul. Yeah, and Jerry Colangelo
too. See,
Isaiah should have been there, definitely, 1,000%.
I mean, see, what I understand between Magic and Chuck, somebody said, hey, Mike, man, you know, come on, man. Come on,
right.
Mike. Come on, baby. Come on, Mike. You know, and then Chuck, and you understand, greater love have no man than this, and he laid down his life for his friend, and we saw yesterday the Denver Fisher, but, you know, goes over the different things, man, but I think Chuck should say, well, hey, man, this ain't right, man, you know, my guy ain't here, and if my guy ain't here, I ain't here, because you know what, anybody could coach this team, but then again, I understand the opportunity.
Right.
And they said the great thing about Chuck Daly was that at no time during his tenure as a Dream did he ever call a timeout. The other team always did, from what I heard.
He didn't have to. I'm going to tell you something. Isaiah was there. They'd have won by 70 points.
I just don't understand.
Points.
You know, it's sad and touching that Howard Weston has to say that kind of nonsense came down. Suppose it's Blog Talk Radio on a Christian Garbage Network. Okay, who's this?
And also, I got some more news. I got the basketball nominees for the Hall of Fame. I know you want to hear it.
Okay, let's have it. Let's have it, Hoopsa. Let's have it, baby.
Okay, you got Spencer Haywood. You got JoJo White.
Spencer Haywood.
A movie man. He comes to my theater all the time. Real nice guy. I want to congratulate him personally.
Spencer Haywood?
Spencer Haywood. You heard me. You heard it from the Hoopster, y'all. You're going to hear it live here from me. Lisa Leslie.
Okay.
Dick Lavetta. JoJo White. Butembe Mutombo. But this one pick I didn't agree with. I'm not happy with this pick. John Calipari. I'm not happy with that pick. I'm against that pick.
You know, it's amazing that you say that. And, what was going to be the propeller that pushed him in would have Kentucky would have won the national championship. Now, Calipari has had a horde of situations UMass.
He's a good coach with UMass. You know, he's a good coach, and he's put – and he don't want to put Kentucky back on the map. Well, when you're coaching him. And Tubby Smith.
He was outside the first show. Calipari has had a horde of UMass. Okay, and you remember Memphis State? They lost
Memphis
games.
State.
I mean, but you know, hey, listen. The great line from Dr. King, forgiveness is not an occasional act, but a permanent state of mind. I like JoJo White. See, I'm going to tell you something here. And this is the problem with all these Hall of Fame today. They don't have the elite players in there anymore. Me and Will Chamberlain talked about this one time. My late friend, the Dipper, you know, Bill Bradley is not an NBA Hall of Fame, but he's in there. Now, and then this is a different sentence. He said he's a collegiate Hall of Famer, no question, but he's not an NBA Hall of Famer.
You know why he's in the Hall of Fame? Princeton. Princeton.
Hold it. But see, that's the point that Chamberlain said. He's in there for Princeton. So you leave him in the Collegiate Hall of Fame. He's not an NBA Hall of Famer. And there's guys in this list too. I don't think NBA Hall of Famer.
There's a lot of guys who deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
That's my point. I mean, there are guys on that 50 greatest players list that I don't think. Or some of the 50 greatest. I mean, you can go back and forth. Is Sam Jones really one of the 50 greatest players? And you don't have Dominic Wilkins there or Reggie Miller?
The Celtics won eight straight championships. We understand why they're there. We understand why they shouldn't be there. I know, eight straight championships.
Yeah, I don't care, though. Yeah, but you know,
I know you're right,
you know,
but eight straight championships, they look at that.
The reason why they're in there is Russell. That's who should be there. If you had Sam Jones there, and I even question some of Kevin McHale. I question some of Robert Parrish. Parrish over Bob Lanier?
Parrish
over
Maxwell?
Bob McAdoo?
Cedric Maxwell
yeah.
should be there. You should be there.
No. Max is not a Hall of Famer. But we're talking about, okay, now you talk about McHale. I mean, with McAdoo, we're talking about Dominic Wilkins, Alice English, Connie Hawkins. Come on, man.
Can I tell you something? We're not the committee. We should be on the committee. We should be, all them guys will be in. We was on the committee.
Well, you know, you see, but you don't have moves. So this is the point you bring up. If you could put Sam Jones in there, then you got to put JoJo White. You know, if you put Ron Sandberg in, so the guys that you do allow in, you get to allow their contemporaries that are just as good or better than them. Sports and Brown Talk Radio, the Trust and Governor. Tonight, Hoopsa, how many points does Wisconsin win this thing by?
It's going to be a close game. I said like 5 or 7 points. It's going to be close.
Okay,
but also,
now,
I want to got some more NBA news. Avery Johnson will now be coaching the University of Alabama. So we want to congratulate him. He's going to be a college coach for University of Alabama. Also, Latrell Sprewell went there, and my good friend Jamal Faulkner went there. So we want to congratulate him for coaching the coaching job, University of Alabama. Yep.
U of Alabama. Now, something I talk about, too, because we're getting ready to close out here. I think that the Cleveland Cavaliers are under the radar. Nobody's really paying attention to them.
Exactly.
And I'm looking at the way they're playing. They're streaking. And what they have, Hoopsa, that I like so much is they've got three top-flight players. That's what the players are about.
I'm picking them to go to the finals against the Spurs.
Okay. I like that. Hoopsa.
Okay.
So we're going to close out. You're telling us Wisconsin wins tonight. You see the Cavaliers in the NBA Finals. And you agree that Westbrook should be MVP, but most likely,
I think they both share it. I'd be happy with that. They both share it. I'd be happy with that.
All right, and with that,
they could do that.
You'll be happy with that.
Yeah, they share it. Yeah, I'll be happy with that.
Look at that Brown Talk Radio and Special Brother Network. Is going to take us out. We're leaving now. We got to go.
I said I'll be happy they both share it. I'll be happy with that.
Yeah, well, I think from a
Curry's having a MVP year because Golden State got the most wins, 63 wins. That never happened in the history of the franchise.
Wins. But, you know, the thing about that team that gets me, too, is that nobody's talking about the great job that Mark Jackson did to put them where they're at.
Period.
You know, what I do like so
World
far.
Agreed. Most definitely.
You see, what I like so far. And maybe
right.
I hear a lot of people are not talking about what a great job Kerr has done, understanding that it was Mark Jackson. Russo, talk to you tomorrow. Wisconsin wins, and the Russo, right here, Sports Talk Box Talk Radio on the Touch the Guard Radio Network. You heard it here, you heard it fresh. Russo told you he's going in the NBA Hall of Fame nominees, but also told you way back that Wisconsin, when they played Kentucky, they would win. And he said now, Wisconsin will be
okay, your question.
And it's first game.
That's your question. And it's right up. Hey, Doc, you know the reason, I want to say another reason why Kentucky lost that game?
Go ahead, Russo.
The reason why Kentucky lost because they were not giving the ball to the big man down low. They were shooting too many jump shots. They should have given to the guys
well, I mean,
down low and try to get them guys in foul trouble. They never did that.
Calipari said what you're saying. He said it was the first game all year that they didn't execute down the stretch at the end of the game.
And I also blame him. I blame him, too, you know. I blame him.
Oh, Russell, no question about it, but you know what?
I blame Calipari for this. Because he didn't execute. He did not execute with that team.
Your point you bring up is, you're right, but nobody's blaming him.
I blame him because, you see, folks, the nation, what I do is I watch everything that goes on the court, the players, and everything. See, a lot of people didn't recognize that the Kentucky players didn't do that, shake these guys' hands. Every little thing I pick up on, every little thing
well,
I watch.
You do,
so that's why I blame Kyle Pally for this, because it was bad coaching and bad coaching decisions out there. He should put the ball down low, got Levinsky and them guys in foul trouble. And plus they didn't play no defense, let them guys shoot. And then Wisconsin guys and the other guy, that 6'7" guard, Duke better have an answer for him or they're going to be in trouble. It's going to be a good game, but Wisconsin's going to be, I'll say about 5 or 7 points. I'm still sticking with Wisconsin.
You heard it with Sports Center, Blog Talk Radio, on the Trust and Guardian Network. Larry Hardesty, take this away.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.